One of the big questions heading into Tuesday's primary election was whether the state house would stay under the control of a mostly Democratic coalition. The results didn't end up being decisive one way or the other, but Alaska's political world is still abuzz about three stunning upsets that could send two of the state's most powerful legislators packing. Alaska Public Media's Nat Herz has more.
Ron Gillum was sitting around with some of his colleagues last year on the North Slope, where he runs a crane. They were doing this thing that a lot of people do.
Everybody was complaining about what was going on with the government, and I just kind of thought, you know, if you're going to complain, you might as well do something about it.
Gillum decided to run for state senate. His Republican primary opponent for the Kenai Peninsula area seat was Peter Machicki, the Senate's majority leader. Gillum ran a shoestring campaign. He raised $8,000. Half of that was his own money. Machicki raised almost 10 times that much, with donations from executives and industry PACs. Gillum attacked Machicki's votes on crime and the permanent fund dividend, but no one in Alaska's political world took Gillum seriously. Until Tuesday night.
You know, the first result come in, I was 97 votes down. I thought, well, yeah, pretty close. And the second result come in, I was one vote down. And I went, wow. And the third result come in, and I was leading. And my daughter turned and looked at me with tears in her eyes and goes, you're leading. I said, it was an amazing ride, that's for sure.
After more than 5,000 votes were counted, Gillum was ahead by 12. The outcome won't be known for days until officials add up the absentee votes. Machicki says he thinks he still has a good chance to win based on those absentees.
We'll just have to sit back and wait. I don't actually know what to expect at this point in this race.
Another powerful incumbent is stuck in a similar position, behind by just 3 votes and waiting for absentees. Anchorage Republican Representative Gabrielle Ledoux spent an anxious few hours at a results party last night waiting to see if she'd hang on.
I feel like biting my nails.
What are you doing to keep from doing that?
Drinking Diet Pepsi. You know, I'm just waiting on this thing.
Ledoux is a moderate Republican who represents part of East Anchorage and J-Bear, the military base. She's been a target of state GOP leaders since 2016, when she and 2 other Republicans broke with the rest of their party to join House Democrats in a new majority coalition. All 3 Republicans got leadership posts. The state Republican Party desperately wanted to oust Ledoux, but her opponent was former TV cameraman Aaron Weaver, and he barely raised any money. Tuckerman Babcock chairs the Alaska GOP, and he said he wasn't optimistic.
If you look on our Facebook page and discussions that we're having with people in the district, there, who is Aaron Weaver? I've never met him. Should I vote for him? I've never met the guy. So it's really an amazing race that she could lose to a candidate that people don't even know who he is or what he looks like.
A 3rd longtime legislator, Charisse Millett, conceded her race Wednesday morning. She spent a decade in the legislature, most recently as the Republican minority's leader. Millett was a candidate to be House Speaker if Republicans could take back control this year, but instead she lost her primary decisively to Josh Rivack, a former congressional aide who campaigned heavily on his military experience.
Well, it's really surreal, and there's a healthy level of fear because every vote that's tallied in those numbers are folks that put their faith in me, and I take that very seriously, and so I just hope I can live up to those standards.
Tuesday's results seem to push the Republican-dominated Senate in an even more conservative direction. But the dynamic in the state house is still murky. State GOP leaders failed in their effort to take down another moderate in Kodiak, but they did fend off a primary challenge to one of their allies, George Rauscher of Sutton. And the representatives for a whole bunch of competitive districts won't be known until November. Here's Ledoux.
You still have the Fairbanks seat. It's going to be decided in a general election. You still have the Juneau seat that's going to be decided in a general election. I think we're going to know about the makeup of the House and who's in the House majority after the general election, regardless of whether I survive this primary or not.
The state elections division doesn't expect to finish counting absentee ballots until the end of the month. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.